Good evening from the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action between the Dort Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers. The Briarcliff Chargers come into today's contest sporting a 3-3 conference mark, 13-7 overall. The Dort Defenders, a 3-3 mark as well, 11-6 overall. These two teams have met once already this year. That was back in mid-September. Dort was triumphant in that one, 3-0, 25-17, 25-22, and 25-19. Dort was led by Allie Kromendyke with 10 kills. Carson Winterfeld at 8. Jory Bronner put down 7 in that win. The Briarcliff team has wins in the league over Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, and Mount Marty. Chargers have lost to Dort, Northwestern, and Jamestown so far this year in league play. Victoria Gonzalez leads this team with 2.64 kills per set, 2.22 digs per outing. She has 23 service aces. Noelle Phillips averages 2.03 kills. Tyra Blue is at 1.83. Delaney Meyer and Maureen Emery are averaging 5.29 and 4.33 assists, respectively. Grace Hanno leads the team with 3.36 digs per set. Cassie Clark is at 3.29. For the Defenders, they're led by Carson Winterfeld at 2.8 kills per set. She has picked up much of the slack with the injury to Karina Timmermans that has held her out of play for the last two-plus weeks now. Winterfeld has a team-high 28 ace serves. She records 2.34 digs per outing. Ellie Kromendyke is at 2.37 kills. Jesse Dieger is at 2.48. Hannah Connolly leads the team with 4.52 digs per outing. We are set for volleyball. We apologize for the late start. Junior varsity went long. They went to three sets and had a little trouble getting hooked up. But in the end, everything works out, and we are underway with volleyball. First serve by Megan Rassler is in the net, and the Briarcliff Chargers have a 1-0 lead. Bausman to Rassler, Rassler, Kromendyke kill on the slide from the outside to the middle. Tied up 1-1 on the Kromendyke kill. So a service error gave Briarcliff their first point of the day. Kromendyke gets a kill. I'm seated in my typical spot here at the Newman Flanagan Center, high atop Ray Nacky Court. And a service error by the Defenders. That is by Carson Winterfeld on the jump serve. And that has become a sore spot for the Defenders this year. I was hoping that through the course of this season that they would grow out of or get past some of these service errors. An errant pass by Lydia Smits, and that'll go as an ace serve for the Briarcliff Chargers. Chargers' Grace Hanno with the ace serve, and the Chargers lead at 3-1. 3-1 our score after the ace by Hanno. Serve by Hanno is in the net. So a service error by the Chargers, and it's back to 3-2. Just to give you an idea, and I don't want to overemphasize this, beat a dead horse. Dort so far this season, about a 1.5-1 service error to service ace ratio. And as I say that, a service error by Connolly misses long and out of bounds. So three service errors by the Defenders so far. They have yet to get one in play, trailing 4-2. Serving is Maureen Emery for Briarcliff. Taken by the Defenders and Rassler. Comes over to Winterfeld. Roll shot saved by the Chargers. Set goes outside over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of play is Aubrey Coleman. Point Defenders, and the Defenders lead it. Trail 4-3 after the attack error. Both teams struggling here early on to find their stride, if you will. Serving for the Defenders will be Emily Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer back in action after missing much of the last 2 weeks. Tooling it off the block for the kill is Annalise Stapleton. Stapleton makes it 5-3. 5-3 our score. Chargers have service. And the Chargers with a 5-3 advantage. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Backs that right side on the slide to Dieger. Dieger unable to put it away. Here come the Chargers. Roll shot over the block. Saved by Fehlmeyer. Gets it over to Rassler. Sets outside to Smits. Smits through the block. Saved by the Chargers. Pushed to the back line. Saved by Winterfeld. Gets it back to Rassler. Set middle Dieger. Pushes it. Saved by Briarcliff. The dig by Emery. Set goes outside. Popped over the block. Saved by Winterfeld. Pushed over the net by Dort's Emily Fehlmeyer. And Fehlmeyer is going to be called for an illegal contact. A double hit on Fehlmeyer. and it's 6-3. 6-3 our score. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Outside it comes Smits. Smits roll shot. Saved by the libero. Set goes to the middle. DeJager puts the block up on the attack by Grace Whitlaw. And that'll go as a solo block for DeJager. So DeJager with a solo block. And the Dort defenders back to within 6-4. One factor in that Dort has not put a serve in play up to this point. So Bausma will check out of the contest. They're going to have Lydia Smits serve. So Smits will serve. They did not allow the substitution. I don't know if it took too long to get that substitution. Lydia Smits, jump serve, saved by the Chargers. Down the line, and a kill for the Chargers and Stapleton. Stapleton with a kill. It's 7-4. 7-4, our score. Chargers with the lead. Earlier today, Dort men's soccer on the short end of a 4-0 decision with Waldorf at home. Played in the rain and cool weather. Fehlmeier with an overpass and trying to swipe it down was Victoria Gonzalez. And Gonzalez with an attack error off the overpass. And it's 7-5. Well, Dort has struggled here in the early going, but find themselves down just 2, 7-5. Feels like the type of match, a set where you look up at the scoreboard and it should be a much wider margin than it is. Serve taken by Briarcliff and a push to the middle by Tyra Blue. Blue with a kill. It's 8-5. 8-5, Briarcliff leading. Ava Van Solen checking in. Checking out, I should say, and Dort will get Connolly back into the play. Winterfeld and Kromendijk in the front row for the defenders along with Rassler. Taken by Fehlmeier, gets it to Rassler, sets outside Winterfeld, double block, and we have a player in the net for Briarcliff point defenders. It's 8-6. 8-6 our score. Winterfeld with her first kill, averaging 2.8%. Rassler with service, and she started this all for Dort with a service error. So one time through the rotation, Briarcliff has an 8-6 lead, and that'll go as an ace for the defenders and Rassler. Rassler makes it 8-7. 8-7 our score, serving for the defenders again, Rassler. Rassler, the freshman from Nebraska, floater back line taken by the Chargers. Briarcliff attacking outside. Unable to put it away. That was Gonzalez. Dort attacking. Winterfeld pushes it over. Nearly down. Briarcliff pushed to the back corner. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Rassler. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk four contacts as Kromendijk's attack went into the net. Point Briarcliff. It's 9-7. So Dort got one of the 2 points back that they've been struggling to make up. Serving is Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the floater, back line taken by Winterfeld, gets it over to Rassler. Quick attack, pushed over by Kromendijk. Here come the Chargers. Set goes outside to the left-hander. Unable to put it away, Briarcliff's Noelle Phillips. And we have the ball going outside the antenna. The Briarcliff, the officials not calling it, though. Taken by Connolly, gets it to Rassler. Comes back over to Bronner. Bronner on the attack, unable to put her down. Now Blue out of the middle, saved by Dort. Comes outside to Winterfeld, and double contact called on the Dort defenders. Well, that time the R1 did not acknowledge the out call by the line judge. Eventually it played out to Dort, to Briarcliff's favor. Pushed into the net by Bronner. The double block was there. She was trying to get around it. That was Tyra Blue and Noelle Phillips teaming up for that block, and now Briarcliff has taken an 11-7 lead. 11-7 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more Dort University Volleyball right after this. Carson Winterfeld records a kill. They called the blocker with a touch. Defenders trail 11-8. Winterfeld from Sioux Center, Iowa. Jump serve taken by the Chargers. Bill attacks. Set goes to the outside and hitting it long and out of bounds is Briarcliff's Noelle Phillips. And it's back to a two-point ball game, 11-9. 11-9 our score. Serving again is Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve on the way. And Winterfeld serve. Nearly an ace. Briarcliff gets to it, though. Set goes outside through the block. And a kill for Aubrey Coleman. Coleman with the kill. It's 12-9. Haven't had many long rallies up to this point. Grace Hanno, the libero, is serving. Hanno serve taken by Smits. Razzler back to Smits. Smits through the block, and we've got a player in the net for Briarcliff. Point defenders. Smits will get credit for the kill. Lydia Smits with her first kill. Smits has been playing more as of late because of the injury to the defenders, Karina Timmermans. Set goes to the middle. Dieger gets a hand on it. Razzler back to Dieger. Dieger blocked at the net. Dort trying to help it over, and hitting it into the net is Grace Whitlaw. Whitlaw with an attack error. And the defenders back to within a point at 12-11. 12-11 our score. Connolly with service. Hannah Connolly served down the line. Going right to left. Taken by Briarcliff. Unable to put it away. Saved by Winterfeld. Might have been a double contact on Razzler. No call made. Briarcliff scrambling, and a kill for Lydia Smits. Lydia Smits with the kill, her second. And we are tied at 12-12. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Set number one, we're all knotted. Back with more after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. Dort has an opportunity on an overpass, but they end up hitting it into the net. Actually had a net violation called on the attack. Carson Winterfeld from behind the spike line ties it at 13-13 after that attack error moments ago. Winterfeld already with three kills today. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. The defenders and Briarcliff battling on a Wednesday night here in Sioux City, Iowa. And the serve by Fehlmeyer catches the tape and rolls over, and the defenders have their first lead of the evening. Emily Fehlmeyer with the ace for the defenders. That is the first ace by either team. I should say first ace by the defenders so far this evening. High hands. Dort gets a piece of it. Smits keeps it alive. Down ball by Winterfeld. Here comes Briarcliff. And banging it off of the block is Annalise Stapleton. Stapleton gets the kill as the block by Smits. She's unable to keep it in play as it knocks off the antenna. Serving for the Chargers is Cassie Clark. Clark's serve down the line, taken by Smits. Set goes outside now to Smits. Smits with a swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking from the outside, and a kill for the Chargers, Victoria Gonzalez. Briarcliff with back-to-back points. It's 15-14. 15-14 our score. Serve controlled by Winterfeld. Gets it to Razzler. Comes back over to Dieger. Dieger blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. So a block by the Chargers. They lead it 16-14. Now Dort needs to break the string. Cassie Clark serve. Taken by Winterfeld. Pass awfully close to the net. Joust. One out by Briarcliff. Dort wins it. Now pushed back by Razzler. Now player in the net for Briarcliff. Point defenders. 16-15, Dort. Down by one. Smits will check in. Erica Bausma will check out. Ava Vinsolin is in. Megan Razzler is out. That means Fehlmeyer will now be setting. So Bausma serve, controlled by the Chargers. Keep it alive. Through the block. And a kill for Stapleton. Stapleton with four kills already. And Briarcliff in front 17-15. 17-15. Serving for the Chargers is Wagoner. Wagoner serve taken by Fehlmeyer. Gets it over to Razzler. Back set right side to Dieger. Unable to put it down. Briarcliff loads up. Down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Stapleton. It's 17-16. So an attack error by Stapleton. And Dort, for how poorly they seem to have played here in set number one, still in a position that they might squeak this out. They trail by just one, 17-16. Emma Bausma has service. Emma Bausma, freshman from Sheldon. Her serve controlled by Briarcliff. They get a set to blue. It's blocked. Continue the play. And tipping to the sideline, wide and out of bounds, is Stapleton, point defenders, and we're tied at 17-all. So back-to-back attack errors by Briarcliff, and the defenders can take the lead here on the serve by Bausma. Very nearly an ace. Briarcliff unable to get a clean attack. I'm going to call that a delayed ace. Emma Bausma with the ace, and the defenders with their second ace of the night. They lead 18-17. Short serve, overpass, and putting it down is Allie Cromendyke. Allie Cromendyke with the kill on the overpass. 4 points in a row by the defenders, and the Dort defenders have a 19-17 lead. Briarcliff is forced to use a timeout. You're listening to Dort University Volleyball on KDCR. Briarcliff attacking after the Dort timeout. Victoria Gonzalez knocks it off of a blocker for a point. It's back to 19-18. So Briarcliff using a timeout. And they come out of the timeout with a point. Now let's see if they can get back-to-back points or if Dort can continue the rally. Delaney Meyer with serve. Her team trailing 19-18. Short serve taken by Connolly. Too close to the net. Rassler now has to pick it up. Passed over the net. Free ball for Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers. Set goes outside Gonzalez. Gonzalez tools it off of the block for the kill. Her third, and we're tied 19-all. Those are unofficial numbers. This is our sixth tie. Short serve. Catches the tape, rolls over. Now pushed over the net by Cromendyke. And we have a player in the net for Briarcliff. Dort leads 20-19. Well, Briarcliff, I believe that was Tyra Blue, who got called for being in the net. Dort leading 20-19. 20-19. Megan Rassler with service. The defenders trying to push all kinds of buttons here in first set, trying to get things going. Blue blocked at the net, but down on Dort's side. We're tied 20-all. We've seen Dort go from a 5-1 to a 6-2 offense. We've seen them go with Lydia Smith serving when they were struggling and just trying to do all sorts of things. An ace serve as they go to the sideline, a short sideline serve. Jory Bronner forced to try and return that. Victoria Gonzalez has the ace as Briarcliff now leads 21-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to Dort University Volleyball. Back with more in a moment. Dort attacking. Allie Cromendyke unable to put it down. Here comes Briarcliff through the block. Now a joust at the net, and it's one out by Aubrey Coleman. Coleman gives Briarcliff a 22-20 lead. Briarcliff and Dort both out of timeouts. Chargers up by two. They've scored three in a row and five of the last six. Serving for the Chargers will be Victoria Gonzalez. Gonzalez backline taken by Erica Bausma. Set goes outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld tools it off of the block for the kill. Carson Winterfeld with a kill. She's got four unofficially. And serving for the defenders will be Carson Winterfeld. Let's see if she can get Dort back to a tie or give them a lead here. 22-21, Dort trailing. Winterfeld serve catches the tape, rolls over. 22-22 on the ace serve. So Winterfeld with the ace. Carson leads the team in ace serves this season with 29. Far and away the team leader in that category. So we're tied at 22. Floater controlled by Hanno. Here comes Briarcliff. Set goes to Blue. Blue down the sideline and a kill. Tyra Blue with the kill. Tyra Blue out of the middle. 6 foot sophomore from Omaha gives Briarcliff a 23-22 lead. Smits, Rassler, winner to Cromendyke. They say that the ball never went down. The R1 called it. The R2 did not acknowledge him. And now we have confusion. And it appears they're going to give Dort the point. The R2 called it immediately. He was calling to the that the ball was on the floor on that attack. Briarcliff attacking around the block and hitting it wide, and Dort leads 24-23. We have chaos. The line judge. Line judge called a touch. The R1 did not acknowledge it. Now a yellow card has been issued to the assistant coach for Briarcliff, and she is beside herself. Olivia Terzo has just been issued a yellow card. Dort's serving for the win at 24-23. This has not been a good start to set number one for the officials. Briarcliff attacking through the block, saved by Connolly, gets it over to Rassler, comes outside to Smits, pushed over the net by DeAger, and we're going to have a double contact. They called a back row attack on that. Controlled by the defenders outside Connolly. Connolly to Smits. Smits with a kill. I don't know where to begin, so I'm not going to start. Emily Fehlmeyer is serving. Dort leading 25-24. And the last 5 points have just been very strange. Officials not acknowledging line judges. R1's not acknowledging R2's. And now a slide to the right, and that's Grace Whitlaw with a kill. Whitlaw with a kill, ties it at 25-all. Tie number 10 of set number one. Chargers now serving for the lead. Dort attacking. Set goes over to Smith. Smith hits it wide and out of bounds. And it's 26-25. So Smith's on the attack error, and Briarcliff now with an opportunity to come back and take set number one. Charger, short serve, taken by Winterfeld, gets it over to Rassler, outside Smith. Smith's with a swing, dug by Hanno. Briarcliff attacking, outside Gonzalez, unable to put it away, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. We're tied at 26-all. So an attack error by the Chargers. Point defenders, and we're tied 26-all. Erica Bausma with service. Bausma's serve catches the tape and rolls over. An ace serve for Bausma. So Erica Bausma with an ace. Her first of the night. Fourth for the defenders. Dort serving for the win in set number one. And a serve into the net by Erica Bausma. We're tied 27-all. This is tie number 12 of set number one. Serving for the Chargers is Wagoner. Wagoner with service. Down the line, taken by Bausma. Gets it to Rassler. Outside it comes Winterfeld. Winterfeld off high hands. Saved by the Chargers. Dumped over the net. Saved by Connolly. Rassler with a bump set. Outside it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld tools it off the block. Kill. Carson Winterfeld with a kill. She's got five. DeAger is out. Emma Bausma checks in. Ben Solon is in the ballgame for the defenders. Emma Bausma is serving with Dort leading 28-27. Bausma, serve, short, taken by Briarcliff. Set goes outside Gonzalez. Gonzalez blocked at the net, down on Dort's side, point Briarcliff. So Gonzalez with a kill. We're tied at 28-all. Ben Solon is out. Connolly is back in. And I believe Rassler checks back in as well. 28-all. Briarcliff trying to retake the lead. Fehlmeyer, Rassler. Rassler outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld down the line. Briarcliff controls it. Now double contact called on the Chargers and Cassie Clark. Point defenders. So ball handling error on Clark. Well, if this is any indication, this could be a long, testy evening. Serving is Rassler for the defenders for the set. 29-28, defenders up. Short serve, controlled by Briarcliff. They'll push it outside Gonzalez. Gonzalez blocked at the net. Point defenders, and the Dort defenders come back and win set number one by a final of 30-28. So a block for a point by the defenders ends set number one. We head to set number two, Dort leading 1-0. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Through one set, Dort leads 1-0 by virtue of a 30-28 victory. Dort started the set with three service errors, and then from there on out, committed just one service error while getting four service aces. So in the end, it evens up at four service errors, four service aces, and the defenders playing serving very aggressively. So you'll take that 1-1 ratio there anytime. Rassler outside it goes. Winterfeld into the net. Point Briarcliff. So Briarcliff gets a point on the attack error, and the defenders trail 1-0. Had to battle extra points in set number one. Thus far, Dort attacking for a 158 kill efficiency. Briarcliff at 146. Service error by the Chargers, serving into the net. And so the defenders get the point back with a service error. For the Chargers this season, they have 105 service aces, 172 service errors. So they, along with Dort, try to serve very aggressively, and sometimes that gets a few more errors than your ulcers would like to accept. Briarcliff, 2-1 after the service error by the defenders and Carson Winterfeld. Outside it goes to Smits. Smits with a kill. We're tied up 2-2. Lydia Smits with her fourth kill. Serving for the defenders is Hannah Connolly. It's 2-2. Short serve by the defenders, taken by the Chargers. Blue over the block, saved by Brawner. Outside Rassler to Smits. Smits off of the block, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers will attack. Set goes outside. Power tip and a kill for Coleman. Coleman with a kill. It's 3-2. 3-2 Briarcliff. Coleman with her fourth kill, averaging 1.8 kills per set. Both teams very dominant with just a few attackers so far in this one. Dort actually had just three attackers with kills in set number one. Jessie DeAger makes it four now with her first kill. Like to see Jessie get a few more as Dort tries to diversify their attack. Tied up 3-3. 13 ties in set number one. And an attack out of the middle for Grace Whitlaw. Whitlaw into the net. Point defenders on that attack error by the 6-2 middle hitter. Serving again will be Emily Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer, first action back. Cross court and a kill for Briarcliff's Noelle Phillips. Noelle Phillips with the kill. Got to double check her numbers. I had that as her first kill, but I think she had some earlier tonight. Nope, that is indeed her first kill. We're tied 4-4. So 4-4, Briarcliff serving. Taken by Winterfeld, gets it to Rassler, slide to the right, DeAger. DeAger down the line, kill. So Jessie DeAger, the middle blocker for the defenders out of Hull, Iowa, recording the kill. Dort leads 5-4, serving is Erica Bausma. Few students made their way down to Sioux City today. Tooling it off of the block for the kill is Coleman. Coleman with her fifth kill. Defenders a little bit of a fall break. Days off from classes today and tomorrow and Friday. Overpass and putting it away for Briarcliff is Gonzalez, her fifth kill. And the Briarcliff Chargers retake the lead at 6-5. 6-5 Briarcliff. Serve is short, taken by Fehlmeyer. Gets it to Rassler. Back over to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. We're tied at 6 all. 6-6. Emma Bausma checking in. DeJager checks out. Rassler checks out. And Van Solen checks in. So Fehlmeyer will now serve. Will set. Emma Bausma, short serve, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes right side, cross court, and a kill. Stapleton with her fifth kill. Harley Wagner serving. Wagner serve taken by Fehlmeyer. Gets it over to Rassler outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld kill. Winterfeld with a kill. She's got 6. Bronner is in. Fehlmeyer is out. Serving will be Rassler for the defenders. Dored in their black jerseys today. White lettering, gold trim, gold numbers, white trim. Taken by Hanno. Set goes right side. Kill for Stapleton. Stapleton with 6. So Stapleton with her 6th kill. Well, after a rocky finish to set number 1, things have settled down a little bit. Things got a little testy and hot for a while in set number 1. Yellow card issued. Player in the net for Briarcliff on the attack by Cromendyke. Don't see a yellow card issued often in women's volleyball. That one was charged to Briarcliff's assistant coach as she vehemently argued as the line judge was not acknowledged for a touch call. Pushed over the net, saved by Smits. Bronner keeps it alive, sends it up towards the middle, gets it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a tap over. Now an overpass, and Cromendyke puts it away. Allie Cromendyke with the kill. Back-to-back points off of kills for Cromendyke. Defenders have now scored 2 in a row and 3 of the last 4. Retake the lead at 9-8. Serve by Winterfeld, controlled by the Chargers. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes outside, down the line, and the kill for Gonzalez. She's got 6. Gonzalez with the kill. We're tied at 9-all. Victoria Gonzalez now serving, taken by Conley. Conley has to hustle back for it. Tipped over by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill on the off speed. Winterfeld with the kill. She's got 7. And serving is Conley. Conley served down the line, taken by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Briarcliff as Dort tries to push it down, and now Blue on the ball hanging above the net. He is able to go up and get it and puts it down. We're tied at 10-all. 10-10 our score. Grace Hanno serving. And Hanno's serve taken by Smits to Rassler. Back set, Bronner. Bronner with a swing. Off of the tape, saved by Briarcliff. Sends it over on the second contact, though. Here come the defenders. Back over to DeJager. DeJager unable to put her down. Set goes outside to Phillips. Phillips saved by Winterfeld. Rassler outside, Smits. Smits off of the box, saved by the Chargers. Hanno sends it up high to Coleman. Coleman hits it long and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net. Point defenders. So an attack error by the Chargers. Dort leads 11-10. Serving is Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer, short serve, taken by the Chargers and Hanno. Set goes to the middle, Whitlaw. Whitlaw ties it up at 11-11. Checking in is Rassler. Van Solen is out. Serving for the Chargers will be Emery. That's Maureen Emery serving. Emery's serve is long and out of bounds, point defenders. So a service error by the Chargers. Smits will check in, check out, I should say. Erica Bausma checks in. And serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside. Off high hand. Saved by Erica Bausma with a one-hand stab. Pushed over the net by Ava Van Solen. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes outside. And a kill for Stapleton. Stapleton with her seventh kill. Tied 12-12. And we have 12 ties. Neither team able to score more than 2 points in a row. Taken by Bausma to Rassler. Back set right side. Dieger doesn't get on top of it. Sends it long and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. Briarcliff leads 13-12. 13-12, our score. Bausma to Rassler. Outside it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. And Briarcliff, the first team to score three in a row. And they open up a 2-point lead at 14-12. So 13 will be the first point at which we didn't have a tie in this set number two. Dort leads in the match 1-0 by virtue of a 30-28 win in set number one. Back set to Dieger. Dieger through the block, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. High hands. Connolly gets to it. Passed over the net now by Fehlmeyer. Free ball for Briarcliff. Briarcliff back set right side. Stapleton. Stapleton with a kill. Stapleton with a kill. She now has seven. Briarcliff has scored 4 points in a row, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. Back with more after this. Briarcliff has opened up a 3-point lead at 15-12. Outside it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld cross court, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. Chargers have now scored 5 points in a row after the Winterfeld attack error. So Winterfeld with an attack error. Briarcliff with serve. Taken by Erica Bausma. Rassler gets under it. Gets it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. So Carson Winterfeld with a kill. She's got eight by my count. We'll see when it's all finished how close I am. Serving. Rassler. Low serve controlled by the Chargers. Attacking and hitting it long and out of bounds. Whitlaw. Hits it long. Dort trails 16-14. So Whitlaw with an attack error out of the middle. Didn't get on top of it. Similar to what Dieger did earlier. Emma Bausma, short serve. Saved by Briarcliff Whitlaw. Whitlaw gets on top of that one. Saved by Cromendyke on the second contact. But Cromendyke called for an illegal contact. She got that one in a little bit too deep in the hands. And she gets called for a lift. Briarcliff leads 17-14. 17-14, Harley Wagoner serving. Wagoner serve taken by the defenders and Fehlmeyer. Rassler's going to get called for a double contact as well. Ball handling error, back-to-back ball handling errors. One against the middle blocker, Cromendyke. The other against the setter, Rassler. And Briarcliff is back in front by 4, 18-14, and Dort uses its final timeout. You're listening to Dort University Volleyball on KDCR. Emily Fehlmeyer with the pass. Rassler with the set. Winterfeld blocked at the net, and as the ball comes back at her, it brushes off of her shoulder. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort. Briarcliff has opened a 19-14 lead. Winterfeld's pass to Rassler. Rassler bump set Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to put it down. Briarcliff attacking, and we've got a double contact called on Briarcliff. Dort back to within four on the ball handling error by the Chargers. Set was going outside to Stapleton. So the ball handling error called against Briarcliff. Dort trails 19-15. Megan Rassler with service. Rassler, jump serve on the way. Floater taken by Briarcliff. Set goes right side Stapleton. Stapleton blocked at the net. Briarcliff will reload. No, they won't. Sent right back. They get it back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke hits it wide and out of bounds on the attack. Point Chargers. Chargers lead 20-15. 20-15. Delaney Meyer with service. Meyer Short serve taken by Kromanite. Gets it over to Rassler. Slide right side. Bronner. Bronner blocked at the net by Gonzalez. That ball hangs on the net and then falls onto Dort's side. Dort not in position to pick it up. Briarcliff serving. Delaney Meyer letting it fly. Meyer serve taken by Winterfeld. Comes back to Kromanite. Kromanite with a kill. Kromanite pretty quick arm on that slide to the right. Sends it down. She's got 7 kills unofficially. As a team, the defenders, a 125 kill efficiency. Briarcliff at 348 here in set number 2. Translating into a 5-point lead for the Chargers so far. Back set, Blue. Blue unable to put it away. Bronner comes back. Winterfeld pushes it over. And Winterfeld finds the floor with a tip. Point, defenders. Defenders down 21-17. 21-17. Serving is Winterfeld. Saved by the Chargers. Set goes outside and a kill for Victoria Gonzalez. 22-17. So Briarcliff up 22-17. And Gonzalez now serving. Taken by Smits to Rassler. Back set Bronner off balance. Saved by Gonzalez. Set goes outside. And we've got a player in the net for the defenders on that attack by Noelle Phillips. So Phillips will get credit for the kill. Noelle Phillips with her second kill. Short serve taken by Smits. Gets it to Rassler. Back to Smits. Smits with a kill. Smits records the kill. And the defenders lead at 23-18. Need to score 3 or 4 here. Connolly, short serve taken by Hanno. Briarcliff attacks outside, around the block. That was Coleman. Dort attacks. Outside, Smits. Smits with a tip. Smits with a kill. Lydia Smits, the junior from Crete, Illinois, with the kill. She's got back-to-back kills. Serve to the sideline. Taken by Hanno. Meyer with the set. And the attack by Phillips. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. And Dort back to within a point after the attack error by Phillips. They're back to within 23-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 23-20, Briarcliff leading by 3. The defenders have scored 3 in a row to cut the lead down to 3. Briarcliff still has 1 timeout remaining. Dort is out of timeouts. Dort leads in the match. 1-0. Briarcliff. Meyer sets outside. Down the line. Controlled by the defenders after the attack by Coleman. Here's Smits. Banks it off the block. Taken by the defenders. Back to DeAger. DeAger dug by Meyer. Bump set goes outside. And hitting it wide. Not a play. Is Phillips. Point defenders. So an attack error by Phillips. 4 straight by the defenders. It's 23-21. 23-21, Connolly serve, taken by Hanno. Meyer, back set. And this time the kill put down by Phillips. So Phillips with the kill. For Noelle Phillips, that's her 3rd unofficially. And serving for the set and a 1-1 tie in the match is Hanno. Dort receives it. They get it to DeAger. DeAger blocked in the middle on the slide. And the Chargers win set 2, 21-25. I should say 25-21. 25-21, Briarcliff knots the match at 1 set apiece. It's reduced to a best of 3 match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. We head to set number three, and as I said, this has been reduced to a best of three match. Next three sets, you can throw the first two results away. Thus far, the defenders, a combined kill efficiency in the two sets, 155 for Briarcliff, 208. Carson Winterfeld leading Dort with 9 kills. 3 for Jesse DeJager. Allie Kromendijk has 7. And Lydia Smits has 6. For Briarcliff, Aubrey Coleman has 5. Annalise Stapleton has 8. Victoria Gonzalez has 7. Tyra Blue has 4. And Noelle Phillips has 3, all of them coming in set number 2. On to set number 3 we go. Tied up one set apiece. Dort took set 1, 30-28. Briarcliff took set 2, 25-21. And Briarcliff, an attack out of the middle for a kill. Getting that kill, I believe, was Noelle Phillips. And the Briarcliff Chargers take a 1-0 lead. Short serve taken by Bausma. Set right side over to Bronner, and Rassler is going to be called for a double contact. Not a prolonged contact, but she gets called for a double. And the Briarcliff Chargers lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Serve taken by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Winterfeld. Off the busted play, here's Blue. Blue off of the block, and Briarcliff has a 3-0 lead. So Gonzalez had the first kill. Blue gets that one, all wrapped around a ball handling error. Kill by Winterfeld. Winterfeld makes it 3-1. 3-1 our score. Carson Winterfeld with her 10th kill. And now Winterfeld has service. Her team trailing 3-1, and her serve is in the net. Point for Briarcliff. It's 4-1. 4-1. Chargers, and serving into the net is Hanno. Hanno mishits that one completely. That one almost goes under the net. DeJager is in. Connolly is serving. Bronner and Smits also attacking for the defenders. Rassler is your setter. Taken by the Chargers. Set goes outside. And a kill. A block for a point as Coleman gets blocked. It's 4-3. The block put up by Bronner and Kromendijk. Connolly serve. Briarcliff controls. And it hits the antenna on the tip attempt by Coleman, and we're tied for all. So Coleman with the attack error. Connolly serving for the defenders. Connolly serve, taken by Hanno. Briarcliff attacks. Coleman blocked at the net, point defenders. So Aubrey Coleman blocked. Dort has now scored 5 points in a row and lead 5-4. Four points in a row, and they lead 5-4. Briarcliff attacking, set outside, and a block put up by Smits and DeJager on the attack by Phillips. Point defenders. Dort has scored 3 out of their last 4 points on blocks, and Dort leads 6-4. Timeout charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Sioux City in just a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Serving is Connolly. Connolly's controlled by the defenders. Set goes to the middle. Whitlaw. Whitlaw blocked at the net. Point defenders. Yet another point off of a block for the defenders. 4 out of the last 5 points have been scored off of blocks, and the last 3. Connolly serving. So Whitlaw got blocked that time. Defenders have scored 6 points in a row. Connolly served, taken by Hanno. Briarcliff trying to dump it, and dumping it into the net is Meyer, point defenders. So an attack error by Meyer. Point Dort. Dort leads 8-4. 8-4. Short serve taken by Conley. Briarcliff scrambling. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Conley. Rassler. Rassler. Smits. Smits. Kill. Smits with a kill. And for Lydia, that's her seventh. And the defender lead is 9-4. 9-4. Defenders leading by 5. Short serve taken by Hanno. Briarcliff attacking. And an attack of set error by Delaney Meyer. Point defenders. And the Dort defenders lead at 10-4. Checking in will be Marisol Ruiz. Checking out is Noelle Phillips. So a set error. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking outside. Over the block. Saved by Conley. Down ball by Smits. And Briarcliff keeps it alive. Send it over. Free ball again. Comes back to DeAger. DeAger with a kill. 11-4. DeAger with the kill. And Briarcliff refuses to call a timeout. As Dort has rattled off 10 points in a row. And 5 in a row since their last timeout. Conley with service. Conley, bullet serve taken by Briarcliff and Coleman. Tipped over the block, covered by Rassler. Second contact, DeAger. DeAger hits it into the net. And Briarcliff breathes a sigh of relief on the attacker by DeAger. Dort leads 11-5. So the defenders out to a 6-point lead. Maureen Emery with service. Emery serve. A floater. Taken by Winterfeld to Rassler. Pushed over by DeAger. Saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Block put up by the defenders. Here's Bronner. Bronner, as it came back at her, tried to put it away. And Briarcliff gets the block up. Coleman will record that block. And the defenders trail a lead, I should say, 11-6. So back-to-back points by the Chargers. Serving for Briarcliff is Maureen Emery. Emery's serve is an ace serve. 11-7, Dort leading. Emery still serving. So Dort ran off 10 points in a row. Briarcliff gets 3 back, and now Emery with a service error. So they get a point on the ace. They surrender one on the error. And now Dort's senior, Emily Fehlmeyer, is serving. Fehlmeyer, floater, controlled by the Chargers. They'll get an attack. Coleman sends it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Coleman with an attack error. Coleman attacking from the left side that time and sends it well off the back line. Chargers attacking. Stapleton with a kill. Stapleton attacking out of the middle, and for Annalise Stapleton, that's her ninth kill. Van Solman is out. Rassler is back in. Cassie Clark has service for the Chargers. Dort leads 13-8, and now a service error by the Chargers, and Cassie Clark, point defenders. Well, Dort is playing a team that has similar serving challenges to them in terms of several service errors throughout the course of the year. And part of that is just simply the byproduct of serving aggressively. Set goes outside. Dort with a block. We have a player in the net for the Chargers. Point defenders. 16-8. Dort leads by 8. So Dort in front by 8. Now we've got a conference with the R2 and the R1 after Briarcliff voices some concern. Lindsay Weatherford asking for a explanation on the call. It will be Dort serving. Serving for the defenders is Erica Bausma. Briarcliff attacking. Pushed over the net by Whitlaw. Whitlaw with the kill. So Whitlaw with the kill at 16-9. Serving for the Chargers will be Harley Wagoner. Harley Wagoner with serve. Wagoner serve a floater. Taken by Fehlmeyer. High pass to Rassler. Shoots it backside over to Dieger. And a double contact called on Rassler. And now the R1. Ron Romine has called Briarcliff's Marine Emery over. The captain. Now we play the game of telephone, where the captain then relays the message back to the head coach, Lindsey Weatherford. Short serve taken by Bausma. Outside Rassler. Rassler, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her 11th kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Bausma. So Bausma with service. Bausma floater taken by Hanno. Set goes outside. Through the block and a kill for Gonzalez. Gonzalez with nine. For Dort, though, they're in a position here. You play side-out volleyball, you're going to win handily. Just stay away from long strings of points. Easier said than done. We saw a long string for Briarcliff in set number two, and that allowed them to go from up two to up seven and then just rode that the rest of the way for the win. Winterfeld blocked at the net. Dort will reload. Rassler back outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld down the line kill. Carson Winterfeld with another kill. She's got 12. Bronner is in. Fehlmeyer is out. Serving for the defenders is Rassler. So Rassler serve controlled by Hanno. Set goes outside. Tipped over the block. Saved by Winterfeld, but up and over and out of play. And Gonzalez records her 10th kill. Still 18-12, defenders by six. Serving for the Chargers is Gonzalez. So Gonzalez is out of the front row. Coleman is back in. Winterfeld, pass too close to the net. Bronner tries to pick it up with a chicken wing save, unable to keep it in play. And a point for Briarcliff. That was Coleman who put the kill down on the overpass. Dort did not get that first pass clean off of the serve. Dort leading 18-13. Serve, floater, taken by Winterfeld. Gets it outside to Rassler. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld roll shot blocked by Blue. So a block by Tyra Blue. And the Chargers lead a trail 18-14. So they have cut what was an 8-point lead in half. And they give a point back on a service error by Gonzalez. Gonzalez charged with the service error. And I'm not so sure some of these serves are just a lack of concentration for Briarcliff. They are missing badly on some of them that are right around the bottom tape. Dort gets a block up. Chargers attack. Left-hander off of the block. That was Phillips. Dort backed with it. That's Smits. Smits, very difficult angle, unable to put it away. Ends up hitting it into the net. So an attack error. Didn't have much room to work, though, with that one. And the defender lead is 19-15. 19-15, taken by Smits. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke blocked at the net, and that ball drops on the sideline. 19-16. So Briarcliff mounting a rally, getting a point off of that block. Ball went up high in the air. The defenders thought it was going to spin out of bounds. Instead, it drops right on the sideline. And the Chargers force Dort to call a timeout. 19-16, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Some other matches in the GPAC tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is at Jamestown. Midland is at Doan. Morningside's at the College of St. Mary. Concordia's at Hastings. And Northwestern is at Mount Marty. The one that piques my interest the most, Concordia at Hastings. 19-16, Dort leading by three. Connolly, that one ate her up. Smits has to get to it. She does. Connolly sends it over. Free ball, Briarcliff. Hanno, Meyer, Meyer, Whitlaw, Whitlaw, kill. Whitlaw with a kill. Looked like Dort was going to run away with this one early, and you know that's rarely going to happen. Whitlaw, her second kill. Dort had an 11-3 lead. Beg your pardon, 11-4 lead after a 10-point run. Now Kromendike gets a kill to make it 20-17. 20-17. Serve, sideline, taken by the Chargers. Set goes outside, through the block, saved by Smits. Bump spit back to Smits. Smits off high hands, kill. Lydia Smits with eight kills. So another kill for the junior from Crete, Illinois. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort leading 21-17. Connolly with service. Briarcliff is out of timeouts. Meyer sets Whitlaw. Whitlaw with a swing. Pushed up and over by Rassler. Briarcliff reloading. Phillips. Phillips. Kill with a left hand from the right side. So Phillips records the kill. And for Phillips, unofficially her fourth kill. 21-18. Serve short. Taken by Winterfeld. To Rassler. Outside, Smits. Smits with a swing. Briarcliff keeps it alive. Pass to the middle of the floor. Bumped over the net. Free ball. Connolly. Rassler. Rassler. Bronner. Bronner. Cross court. No touch at the net. Point Briarcliff. So an attack error by the defenders, and Briarcliff is back to within two. 21-19. 21-19. Serving Briarcliff and Emery. Emery serves into the net. So Emery, a service error. Dort leads 22-19. Back in service. And the floater by Fehlmeyer is long and out of bounds. It's 22-20. 22-20 after the service error. Well, both teams have struggled at times with service tonight. Serving for the Chargers is Cassie Clark. Clark, a floater, taken by Connolly. Shoots it over to Smits. Smits, unable to put it away. Dieger, back it comes. Smits. Smits with a kill. Smits with the kill. It's 23-20. 23-20. Well, lots of volleyball running a little behind tonight. There's one final in. And Whitlaw with a swing. Bausma trying to chase it. And Bausma ends up diving on the end line. Knocks the wind out of herself. Comes up a little bit sluggish. So Whitlaw with a kill. Dort leading 23-21. Three kills for Whitlaw. Serve taken by Bausma. They go right at her. Power tip by Dieger. Pushed up and over. Saved by Fehlmeyer. Back to Dieger. Dieger with the kill. 24-21. Jesse Dieger with the kill. Unofficially with four for the sophomore. Vinsolvin is in. Rassler is out. Serving for the defenders is Emma Bausma. So Emma Bausma with serve. Bausma, short serve, controlled by Briarcliff. They'll set right side. Stapleton unable to put it down. Now Briarcliff scrambling. And the Dort defenders take set three. 25-21, getting that last point off of a block. And the Dort defenders lead the match 2-1. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. Dort leads in the match, 2-1. Dort winning set 2, 25-21. Some of the statistics for you here as we get into set number 4. Dort with a cumulative kill efficiency of 160, 170 for Briarcliff. In set number 3, Dort 174, Briarcliff 071. Briarcliff with 9 attack errors in that one. The defenders are led so far this evening by Carson Winterfeld's 12 kills, 9 for Lydia Smits, 7 for Allie Cromendike. Megan Rassler has put up 30 assists for Briarcliff. They're led by Victoria Gonzalez with 10 and Annalise Stapleton with 9. Briarcliff has committed 8 service errors. Dort scrambling. Comes over to Cromendike. Roll shot. Saved by Briarcliff. Set goes outside. Off high hands. And a kill for the Briarcliff Chargers and Victoria Gonzalez. So Gonzalez continues with the hot hand. She's got 11. Briarcliff leads 1-0. Rassler shoots it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. So Gonzalez with a kill for Briarcliff. Dort with a kill by Winterfeld. So both teams leaning heavily early here in set number 4 on their leading attackers. Winterfeld with 13 kills now. Serve to the back line and an ace serve for Winterfeld. That's the first ace for Dort since set number 1 when they had 4 service aces. That's the second of the night for Winterfeld. Dort leads 2-1. Winterfeld, another jump serve controlled by Hanno. Set goes to Blue. Blue with a kill. Tyra Blue with a kill. She's got 6. We're tied at 2 apiece. Victoria Gonzalez serving. Gonzalez serve, taken by Conley to Rassler. Back set Bronner. Bronner with a swing. Briarcliff scrambling. They keep it alive. Passed over the net by Hanno. Dort attacks. Rassler back to Cromendike. Cromendike with a kill. Cromendike with a kill in for Allie. That's her 8th kill unofficially. Dort with 4 players with 5 kills or more. Jump serve taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking Blue. Blue with a swing. Dug by Winterfeld. Rassler stays out of the net. No, they're going to call her for being in the net. No, they're going to call her for a double contact. She had to get awfully close to the net and then got called for the double contact. We're tied 3-3. So a set error called on the defenders. And Rassler. Rassler goes back outside. Smith. Smith's off high hands. Briarcliff keeps it in play. Chargers attack. Conley gets it back to Rassler. Quick attack. DeAger. DeAger kill. Jesse DeAger with a kill. She's got 6. And the defenders trail 4-3. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. The defenders up 2-1. Winning sets 1 and 3 so far this evening. Set goes outside. Phillips. Phillips blocked at the net. Point defenders. This is where Dort flexed their muscle in set number 3. Recorded several blocks for the night. They have just 6 points off of blocks. All those must have come in set number 3. Fehlmeyer back over to Smith. Smith banks it off of the block. A little change of pace. Smith with the kill. Lydia Smits with her 10th kill. It's 6-3. Fehlmeyer with service. So the defenders up 6-3 in set number 4. And Fehlmeyer's low hard serve taken by Hanno. Briarcliff had to scramble a bit. Stapleton blocked at the net. Briarcliff will reload. Meyer sets outside. Roll shot. Gonzalez unable to put it away. Dort attacking. And Dieger unable to snap the wrist and get it down. Point, Briar Cliff. And the Chargers trail 6-4 after the Dieger attack error. So an attack error by Jesse Dieger. Serving for the Chargers is Maureen Emery. Emery with service. And Emery short serve. Connolly gets to it. Rassler with a bump set outside. Smits. Again taking something off of that one. And Lydia with her 11th kill. Lydia Smits checks out along with Megan Rassler. Serving for the defenders will be Erica Bausma. Erica Bausma with service, the junior from Sheldon. Knuckleball taken by Hanno. Briarcliff attacking. Whitlaw blocked at the net. Briarcliff will reload. Comes back right side. Coleman unable to put it away. Dort attacking. Van Zolen slide to the right, unable to race to the pin and get to it. And if you could give equal blame, you're probably going to give one on the set error and the attack error wasn't clean. Just a breakdown of communication that time between Fehlmeyer and Van Zolen. And Briarcliff scores the point, 7-5. Taken by Fehlmeyer. Gets it over to Rassler. Slide to the right, Dieger. Dieger tips over the block. Kill. Dort inching their way towards the needed 25 points here in this set. 2-1. Dort leads the match. Serving is Emma Bausma. Bausma, short serve taken by Hanno. Meyer sets outside. Gonzalez unable to put it away. Dort scrambling. Now a down ball by Winterfeld. Hanno picks it up. Set goes outside Gonzalez. Gonzalez dug by Fehlmeyer. Gets it over to Kromendike. Touches it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld around the block. And we have a touch at the net. A touch called against Briarcliff. Point defenders. Winterfeld gets the kill. 14 kills for Winterfeld. Emma Bausma, short serve, taken by Hanno. Briarcliff attacking. And this is Marisol Ruiz. She hits it into the net. So Ruiz with the attack error. Point defenders. Stort leading 10-5, and Briarcliff uses a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to Dort University Volleyball on KDCR. Back with more in a moment. Emily Fehlmeyer fields the serve. Ava Van Zolen bangs it off of the top of a block. And the Dort defenders have an 11-5 lead. 11-5 our score. Now remember, in set number 3, Dort did something similar. Grabbed an early lead and then had to hang on with her fingernails to win that one. As Briarcliff charged back. Erica Bausma back to Fehlmeyer. Slide right over to Van Zolen. Unable to put it down. Here comes Briarcliff. Bump set outside to Ruiz. Ruiz, no room to do anything with it. Dort has a 12-5 lead. That set error against Meyer. So a set error by Meyer. Emma Bausma serve. Short. Controlled by Briarcliff. Meyer outside. Gonzalez off the block and the kill. Victoria Gonzalez with a dozen kills. Dort leads 12-6. Their lead is 6. The defenders trying to get above 500 in the GPAC. It's been hard work so far for the defenders. You get one, you give one, it seems. Defenders, number 22 in the ratings, released earlier today by the NAIA. Winterfeld, not much room to work that time. Ruiz and Blue put the block up. It's 12-7. Serving for the Chargers is Harley Wagoner. So Briarcliff back to within 5. Dort's about at the midpoint of this one. Slide to the right. Kromendike. Kromendike blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point defenders. So Kromendike with a kill. Allie with her 9th kill. Serving for the defenders is Megan Rassler. Rassler serve sideline. Controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside and nothing to do with it was Gonzalez. Gonzalez punches it into the net. So an attack error by the Chargers. Point defenders. Dort leads 14-7. Northwestern beat Mount Marty. That score in already. 3-0. Emma Bausma serve. Controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Blue Blocked partially at the net. Dort reloads. Winterfeld. Winterfeld through the block. Kill. Carson with the kill. She's got 15 by my count. At 26 against Dakota Wesleyan in that five-setter on Saturday. Serving is Rassler. Controlled by the Chargers. Outside. Saved by the defenders. Slide to the right, Bronner. Bronner with a swing. Bronner with a kill. For Jory Bronner, that is her first kill this evening. Dort has scored four in a row. They lead 16-7. Rassler serving. Rassler serve. Controlled by Briarcliff. Off high hands. That was Phillips. Dort reloads. Winterfeld through the block. Saved by the Chargers. Pushed over the net. Connolly gets it to Rassler. Rassler outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the block. Saved by Hanno. Meyer with a set outside. And the kill for Gonzalez as she tools it off of the block for the kill. It's 16-8. Well, you like to think that 16-8 should be enough. Stay away from the run of points and you're just fine. Dort leading 2-1. Now you've just got to finish things out. Kromendijk over the block, kill. Allie Kromendijk with another kill. She's got 10. I beg your pardon, that's 11 now for Kromendijk. Jump serve for Winterfeld. Winterfeld, low hard serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside Stapleton. Stapleton hits the antenna, point defenders. So an attack error by Stapleton and the Chargers running out of steam. They might need a timeout here. They've got one remaining. Lindsay Weatherford letting it ride for the time being. And an ace serve by Winterfeld. Point defenders, Dort leads 19-8, and she can't let it ride any longer. Dort leads 19-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort University Volleyball on KDCR. Briarcliff scrambling, Dort attacking, and the Chargers get a point off of a busted play. It's 19-9, defenders leading by 10. Chargers have service. This is Gonzalez. Defenders trying to wrap things up here in set number four. Winterfeld, Rassler, Rassler outside Smits. Smits with a swing and a player in the net for Briarcliff. Point defenders. There have been a rash of players in the net tonight. Serving for the Chargers, for the defenders is Hannah Connolly. Connolly serve controlled by the Briarcliffs Chargers and a kill for Gonzalez. Gonzalez with 14 and the defenders lead 20-10. 20-10 our score. Serve tickles the top of the tape. Dort comes back the other way, and Jory Bronner with a kill. Jory with two kills, and the defender lead is 21-10. Dort has relied predominantly on their outside attack and middle attack tonight, accounting for all but three of their kills, those four players. Now, part of that is due to the fact that Rassler plays the front row. So you're getting half as many opportunities for your right side attackers. Then Solon and Bronner cutting that position up now. Smits on the swing. Briarcliff attacking through the block. That was Phillips. Dort attacks. Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the net. Point Briarcliff. So Winterfeld with an attack error from behind the spike line. Chargers' Maureen Emery has service. Emery's serve taken by Connolly. Outside it goes Smits. Smits blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. 21-13. 3 points in a row now for the Chargers. And Maureen Emery with service. Taken by Connolly. Rassler outside Smits. Smits roll shot. Passed up and over Connolly. Gets it to Rassler. Slide to the right, DeAger. DeAger with a kill. Jesse DeAger with a kill. That's seven for her. Then Solman is back in. Erica Bausma will serve. Dort leading 22-13. Short serve by Bausma. Taken by the Chargers. Outside Phillips. Saved by Fehlmeyer. Briarcliff setting up as Winterfeld takes a swing. No, tips it. Controlled by Briarcliff. Passed over the net, and Briarcliff gets a point on the busted play from Noel Phillips. 22-14. So Dort still in the driver's seat at 22-14. 22-14. Briarcliff serving. Dort, Fehlmeyer, slide to the right, DeAger. DeAger off the block, saved by the Chargers. Cross court. Pushed over the net now by the defenders and Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. She's got 16. And the defender lead is 23-14. 23-14. Short serve. Chargers attacking outside. And a swing by Gonzalez, long off the back line. So an attack error, and the defenders now on set at match point. Emma Bausma serve, short, controlled by the Chargers. Outside it goes Phillips. Phillips blocked at the net, point defenders, and the Dort defenders win it 25-14. Dort wins the match, 3 sets to 1, 30-28, 21-25, 25-21. And 25-14. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more from Newman Flanagan Center, Sioux City, on the campus of Briarcliff, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort defenders victorious over the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening. Dort goes to above 500 in the GPAC with a 3-1 win, 30-28, 21-25, 25-21, and 25-14. Set number one set the tone, got a little testy at the end. Dort 13 ties, they prevail 30-28. Set number two tied 12 times up to 12-12, and Briarcliff went on a little run to go up 16-12. And Dort would battle back to within 24-21, but got no closer. Headed down to 23-21, actually, at one point, and had serve, but were unable to complete the comeback. Set number two, Dort got out to an 11-4 lead. Briarcliff did make late charge, got to within 23-21 before Dort won at 25-21. And then set number four, Dort pulls away to a double-digit lead, 20-10. Briarcliff gets back to within 8, 21-13 and 22-14. Dort wins at 25-14. The defenders tonight, a 195 kill efficiency. Set number 4, they had a 294 kill efficiency. For Briarcliff, 130 on the kill efficiency. Their kill efficiency steadily declined as the night went along. 6 kills, 6 errors, 31 total attacks in set number 4 to Dort's 16-6 and 34. Dort this evening, 50 total kills, Briarcliff 46. The defenders were led by Carson Winterfeld, 16 kills, 11 for Allie Cromadike, 12 for Lydia Smits. Smits with a 310 kill efficiency on the outside. Jesse DeAger ends up with 8 kills, 2 for Jory Brauner. Megan Rasler put up 42 total assists in the 4-set win. 6 service aces for the defenders against 8 errors, 3 service aces by Carson Winterfeld. 12 digs for Hannah Connolly, 10 for Carson Winterfeld, 9 for Erica Bausma for the defenders. blocks. Jesse DeJager, one solo, four assists. Jory Bronner, no solos, three assists. Dort with a total of 8 points off of blocks. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Victoria Gonzalez with 14 kills. 5 for Noelle Phillips. 9 for Annalise Stapleton. 7 for Aubrey Coleman. 19 assists for for Delaney Meyer. 21 for Maureen Emery. 2 service aces for the Chargers. 8 service errors. 14 digs for Grace Hanno. Briarcliff recorded 9 points off of blocks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web. And we will get to Coach Chad Hansen in just a moment. Lost my connection momentarily. The defenders with a 3-1 win over the Briarcliff Chargers. Hannah Conley will be making her way up for post-game comments, and then we'll be getting to Coach Chad Hansen. And Hannah, 3-1 win tonight over Briarcliff. Homecoming of sorts for you. Any extra incentive when you come back to Sioux City and play the schools from Briarcliff and Morningside, or just another match in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for you this evening?
Yeah, I don't know too many players on the other team, so I think that helps. I'm mostly excited to see the fans after. But no, it's definitely fun coming home, playing in my hometown after growing up here. And yeah, it's mostly just another GPAC win. I think it's fun to stay focused and play for a lot of people I know.
You win set one today, 30-28, and things got a little chaotic, I would say, at the end of set number one. Some questions on some calls, and it seemed that your coaching staff did a pretty good job of staying level-headed, and your players, kind of a byproduct of that, stayed pretty level-headed when things got a little testy at the end of set number one.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a lot of close sets like that this year, so I think we've really learned a lot through those, and we stay focused. We know how to stay focused in close matches like that, and we know how to finish strong.
You lose set two, you have to bounce back, and you got off to a nice start in set number three. Do you remember what you talked about before going into set number three, what some of the keys were for your team?
I think we controlled on our blocking and stopping their offense and what routes they were running, and we just really executed. We had a lot of errors in set two, so we really limited our errors in set three and just focused on some confidence in our offense.
Hannah Conley, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on a GPAC win this evening.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hannah Conley. The defenders, we now give way to Coach Chad Hansen. Some GPAC scores. Jamestown defeats Dakota Wesleyan 3-1. It was Hastings over Concordia 3-1. Northwestern over Mount Marty 3-0. Right now the standings, Northwestern, Jamestown, and Midland are kind of staying clear of the fray, but then you have a bunch of teams at three losses. Now that could change with Morningside at 3-3 playing College of St. Mary at 1-5, and Midland and Doan. I'll be curious to see how that one shakes out with Midland at 5-1 entering play tonight. Doan is 2-3. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, set number one, you managed to hang on, and things got a little strange at the end of set one with a yellow card issued, and I said things got a little testy and chaotic, and fortunately, everyone kind of settled down after that, and also fortunately, your team stayed pretty level-headed, it seemed, and got that two-point win in set number one. How important was it for your team to stay calm when things weren't so calm at times?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Mike. I'm glad you can say we stayed calm. I felt like that, too, and I think that helped us, stabilize ourselves through the remainder of the match, not trying to get caught up in the frenzy of the crowd. They have a great crowd here tonight, and they were definitely vocal from the sidelines. And I asked our team here at the end, I said, how many of us got a little bit distracted at different moments with the crowd? And there were a couple of hands that went up in the air, and I thanked them for their honesty, and I said, this is really important that we not only could survive this test of this environment, but then really thrive in it and succeed. And so the first set being victorious, a 30-28 score, and being able to carry that forward in a composure. I'm really, really pleased with the composure of our team. Though we traded sides, set to set, really liked how we stayed focused and consistent there.
Set number two was close, and then they put on a little run. You feel like set number two slipped away from you? You feel like you have some chances there? Did they just put that string together and you just couldn't make a comeback? Your assessment on that?
Yeah, on with set number two, we had a bunch of attack errors. And that's what I told our team during the little intermission break between set two and three. We need to cut down on those errors and really make some cleaner attack swings, putting the ball into zones that we've talked about ahead of time. And also, some of the routes that we were running may have been a little bit more aggressive. It's not a hitter thing or a setter thing, but a combination of how are we establishing the routes that we're running and what's the tempo of offense that we're running. And I felt like in that second set especially, we were maybe just trying to do a bit too much. And that went in, as you said, it slipped away from us at the end. We needed to be more ball savvy, ball control savvy to control it.
Set number three and set number four really got established yourselves early on, and I think it was the blocking in set number three that really triggered your team. I think 3 points in a row actually off of blocks.
Yep.
And once you do that, once you're able to establish that and start dictating things defensively, the opponent's offense looks a lot different.
It does, and we like that look. We like the way it looks on the other side of the net when we're blocking well. And Coach Addison in our post-match locker room talk with the team said, going into the third set, so after two sets, we only had two total team blocks. And going into the fourth setter, we finished the match with eight total blocks. So in two sets, we had really significantly quadrupled our block production, which was a big deal. I love it when we're blocking. Some of the things that we have to still learn in our blocking youth is just the patience, not being so literally jumpy and early jumpy, because that gives the hitter the advantage, but recognizing the tempo of the route that they're running and being disciplined in the timing of our jump. So as we were able to do that, and we were even talking to the hitters during some of the rallies, to be patient, and it was neat to see that pay off for our blockers especially.
Set number four, you're able to diversify your attack, got your right sides involved a little bit. I believe Jory got a kill. Ava Van Solen got a couple of kills. And there's a lot of reasons why you're a little heavier on the outside and the middles, but just getting them involved a little bit more gave your team a different look.
It did. And going into the third set again out of the intermission break, we told Jory, let's keep trying to find some ways for you to score. I know it was a kind of a challenging first couple of sets for her to get a good rhythm, and we didn't have as much volume going over that way. But in the volume of our offense, as you were saying, the heavier volume going over to the left sides especially, Carson's been having some really phenomenal games lately, and it's been neat to see Megan really step forward and deliver some quality sets that Carson just feels comfortable going up and really swinging free on. And then Lydia tonight as well started to get more into that rhythm, and watching Megan deliver some of that was pretty exciting. So, the balance of our offense, that's been something that's important to us. And I know also in the middle with Jessie, it was a rough couple of first sets, and it was cool to see her recover and become more offensively productive in her attack swings. And these players want it so badly, Mike, and they want every ball to be down and every point to be scored with a kaboom. And sometimes when that doesn't happen, that can lead to some frustration. And I'm really pleased, again, as you mentioned with your first question, just the composure, the stability that they demonstrated, and really exciting to see that happen in this environment. And it's a tough Briarcliff team. They're very good, scrappy, get after it, and it's a big conference win for us, for sure.
One final note, your team, the negative, three service errors to start the match. Mm-hmm. Rest of the match, you only have five for basically 3 8/10 of the contest. So those five errors, and I thought, really showed pretty good concentration at the service line tonight.
Yeah, that's a great comment, and it probably helped. I told them if they missed any more, they'd have to walk back to Sioux Center.
I'd pick them up.
Yeah, what a guy.
I'd be the good cop.
It's still cold in the back of your truck, Mike. No, I'm really, really pleased with how composed we were and aggressive. And it seemed like many of our servers got into some good serving rhythms from point to point. And that's a big compliment. As you said, to stay focused, to really execute well, I think that was key. And that's something that was on our scouting report. One of our keys to success was to serve strong and try and imbalance, create some imbalance on their offensive side. And a compliment to the servers finally shaking off some of those early nerves, we'll say, and really putting it where it needed to go.
Grandview on Saturday. Coach, I'll see you then. Otherwise, congratulations on the GPAC win, above 500 in the GPAC. Let's see if we can string a few together here.
I love it. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. We have gone through the statistics on our Wireless World post-game wrap, so I think we're going to shut it down for tonight. Once again, our final score, Dort wins in four, 30-28, 21-25, 25-21, and 25-14. That's going to do it for our broadcast of Dort Volleyball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.